Hello, everybody. Welcome back for another video. Hope you're all doing well and that you are all having a great day to start things off. Flash FX, a payment transfer platform, has announced the launch of its latest cross-border payment solution using XRP that is targeted to improve the concept of foreign exchange in Australia. Nicholas Steiger, the chief executive officer of FlashFX, stated, and I do quote, "We are excited to be part of the evolution in international payments processing. It's about time that consumers and businesses saw a meaningful change in how money is sent across borders. The service provides an alternative for Australians who want to send a payment faster and cheaper than banks currently provide." End quote. FlashFX has always worked with the mantra of making cross-border payments simple and effective, at the same time sharing Ripple's vision of the Internet of Value. The company has also said that transmitting money and assets from one country to another should not be a tedious task, but rather one that should be simple as sending a text message. The Ripple partner is also the first Australian digital asset business to obtain the Australian Financial Services License, or the AFSL, provided by the Australian Securities and Investment Commission, or ASIC. The XRP transactions have also been proven to be successful after assessment of the BitThumps platform as well as on XRP scan. Very good news. This is, in my opinion, first of all, this is another XRP / XRapid partner. What I think is very interesting about this is that the XRP Ripple news was incredibly dry for quite a long amount of time. And lo and behold, every single day we're getting like multiple news stories about new XRapid partners. And this is all coming after Brad Garlinghouse said that we would start to hear more news about XRP adoption after they had passed by the 200 partnership line. And that happened a couple days ago. And this is why we are getting all of this XRP news right now. Very interesting. It's good to see that despite the falling markets, that crypto is still expanding, that Ripple has not stopped doing what they said they were going to do. And I can only imagine the other amount of partnerships that they're going to have. I would assume at this moment, I think it's officially like 16 to 18, I can't remember the exact number or the name of the companies, who have announced that they're going to be using XRP / XRapid. It's around 16 to 18 at this moment. And then we still have the other, I think, three or four crypto exchanges who have announced that they're going to be, five of them. Also, SBI is part of that as well. Who have announced that they're going to be using XRP as their base pair. And I can only assume that as this still is the beginning of January, the beginning of the year, that we are going to at least probably have another 15 XRapid partners. Just my opinion. I feel like they're like slowly sprinkling it out every couple of days. Probably by the end of February, we will probably have around 30 solidified XRapid partners. Kind of insane, but always very good news. Next up, security token platform known as T0, a portfolio company of digital retailer known as Overstock, has begun the process of giving investors control of tokens bought during a sale the firm completed last August. In a letter sent to investors late Thursday, T0 CEO Saum Nur Salehi outlined the first step toward taking custody of the T0 security tokens. Keep that in mind. They're making sure to say that they are securities. T0 wrapped up the $134 million offering in August. And in October, said that it had completed the issuance of the tokens, which were then locked up in a custodial wallet until the 10th of January, as outlined in a press statement at the time. They said, as you are aware, on October 12, 2018, we completed the issuance of the T0 security tokens. The tokens have been locked up in wallets maintained by T0 on behalf of our token holders for 90 days following the issuance. Now that the three-month lock period has concluded, you must decide where to hold your security tokens. According to the letter, investors now have two options. Create a brokerage account with broker, dealer, and T0 partner Dinosaur Financial Group, or hold the tokens in a personal wallet, which is subject to a two-step validation process according to T0. Overstock was one of the very, 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 probably maybe even the first major company that we had around the world who announced that they were going to be accepting cryptocurrencies as payment. You could use it on their platform. They got a lot of flack when they first announced that they were going to do that. A lot of people were saying, I don't think you should do that. Cryptocurrencies are so-and-so. The Overstock CEO at the time was like, at the end of the year, showed that he actually made a lot of money from the acceptance of, I think it was just Bitcoin at the time. Bitcoin was like kind of the only coin that we really had that was kind of relevant at the time. So, and they also announced a couple of weeks ago that they are I think, ending their former operations and are going to just become an actual, like, blockchain company. I don't know if this is going to be like a 100% shift or transition, but they're definitely, they realize that there's a lot of money to be made. And also they made a cryptocurrency called T0. So I thought I'd talk about it as far as like, if you have invested in this, if you put your money into this and you are trying to figure out, or have been figuring out, like, where is my money? Like, what's going on? Where are my coins? They're here, apparently. So just a little drop in for those who invested in this. It's very, I mean, and also side note, I think it's quite interesting that they, even during the actual like press thing, they kept on making sure to announce, make sure that you have your T0 security token, just so people understand that they are security tokens. And for those, once again, who think that security means something negative, it just means something that can be traded on stock exchanges, and that typically before, securities in the past, the traditional meaning of it has typically had the connotation that if you are holding something that is a security, you sometimes receive a payment from the actual company who has divvied them out, who has given the actual security out. So I don't know exactly if you'll receive a dividend from holding the T0 token, but this is pretty much all a security means. It's not anything like negative or evil or malicious. But anyway, good job for Overstock for actually keeping up with the cryptocurrency space and realizing that there's money to be made and them taking advantage of it. Yeah, let's move on. In what I think might be the smartest move thus far from the people from Tron, blockchain platform known as Tron has hired a former United States Security and Exchange Commission, or SEC, supervisory attorney as its first chief compliance officer. The company has revealed this to Cointelegraph in a press release on the 9th of January. David Labhart, who previously worked as an attorney for the U.S. regulator, will also take on the role of co-general counsel at the company. Tron, alongside with the associated TRX token, has built a major presence over the past year, in part due to the continued and at times controversial publicity efforts centered around CEO Justin Sun. Designed to offer an alternative platform for decentralized applications to Ethereum, Tron celebrated its 1 millionth user account last month. They talk about the price, so. What I think is the most important part is that they did something very correct here. You may have noticed, and this is kind of the speculation going around, a couple of days ago when we had information that Tron was launching that, the BitTorrent token. And I was saying, I thought it was kind of weird that they didn't use Tron on the BitTorrent platform. Apparently, according to Tron maximalists, I don't think that's a thing that people are using. I'm going to say it. Apparently, the Tron token is at some point going to be added as a payment feature onto BitTorrent, according to the Tron people, maximalists, not even the Tron developers. People are saying that they think, or that, and I mean, at this point, it's kind of lining up, that Tron actually may be considered a security, simply because it was through an ICO, which is typically like the first step of being a security, or in the SEC's eyes of being a security. The platform was not handed over to anyone else like we saw with EOS. Like, EOS created the ICO. Dan Larimer completely handed it over to the block producers and stuff like that. And this is one of the reasons why EOS is probably not going to maybe be considered a security. On the other side of this platform, it was completely... no one got the Tron platform except for the Tron people. They kind of kept control over it, what have you, hands in the air. And then on the other side, a security is typically tied to a company's efforts, based on like, if you see that the direct efforts of someone on the platform affects the price of their token or affects the price of their stock, i.e. you buy Apple stock because you believe that in the future Apple's going to continue to do very well. Tim Cook, when he gives a press conference or something like that, and he's talking about the future of Apple, we've seen before in the past that the price of the Apple stock will go up in accordance with what he has said, the same way that it goes down if he reports that their earnings have gone down less than they thought they would. We've seen before in the past that everything that Justin Sun has said on Twitter, and he posts like 15 and a half times per day, that it has an effect on the price of Tron, especially if he says they have a huge partnership coming up. We've seen the price of Tron go up by 17%. So this is why people were saying that they created the BTT token in order to be able to have another token on another platform that they could say was decentralized, or that would not be under direct control of any type of government influence. So to kind of bring this all home, it appears that This is why I said this is probably the smartest move that they've ever done. If you employ someone from the SEC, even if they are a former employee, if they've been working there for over 6 months, one can only assume that they know exactly how the system works. By hiring these people, this person, he can probably tell the people from Tron exactly what they are doing that they need to stop and what they should start to do even more to make sure that in the eyes of the Securities and Exchange Commission in the United States that they are not considered a security. Once again, being a security is not a bad thing. It just has a negative connotation in the cryptocurrency space because so many people don't understand what being a security actually means. It comes down to the fact that in crypto, people think that you are seen as less than if you fall under the jurisdiction of any type of governmental office. As of right now, according to the United States, everything that has ever been an ICO is considered a security. I'll leave that to your, you know, to your imagination. Them hiring this person, I think maybe they were probably in talks with this for, I think that was someone coughing outside. It kind of scared me. It was really weird. Anyway, the point is, very smart on their part. I think they're incredibly intelligent for doing this. I hope they end up hiring more other people because we've seen multiple other cryptocurrency projects also do this. I think Ethereum has like 3 or 4 advisors with them as well. So does Ripple. So, and I can only assume many other projects as well. Maybe we just haven't heard about it. Maybe it just hasn't been public news. But yeah, very like, I mean, like actual golf clap for them. Like they did something like super correct. And let's hope it works out for them. Next up, I'm going to breeze over this one. Due to the threat that ASICs pose to the Vertcoin network, Vertcoin is forking to an adjusted version of its current algorithm. This fork will help protect the network while restoring profitability to miners. The direct cause for the fork is the availability of ASICs and the threat involved with the mining outsourceability. Vertcoin is based on the view that mining with commodity hardware is the best way to ensure a decentralized network. This in turn creates a network where both consensus and economic incentives are taking place at the level of the user. The ASICs that were created for the Vertcoin's algorithm threatened this vision. People are slowly realizing, and I think this is going to catch on a bit more. It depends on how crypto pure you are. In the cryptocurrency space, it is believed the general overall idea is of cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin has lost this many, many moons ago. It's simply because of how Bitcoin was built, that everyone in the world should be able to open up their computer and start mining any of these cryptocurrencies and have a fair chance of doing it the same exact way that the major players in the game are doing it. You should have an equal and fair chance. We know that that's not a thing anymore, and that the more mining rigs you have and the more computers you have and the more ASICs you have and the more all these other things that you have an unfair, it can be considered, quote unquote, an unfair advantage in being able to mine more cryptocurrencies. Like there's no way that you sitting at home, turning on your laptop or your desktop computer, trying to mine Bitcoin, that you're going to have an equal chance against anyone who has 45,000 computers sitting inside of a warehouse. Just not a thing. Like I said, it depends on how crypto pure you are. We have one side of that argument, and the other side of the argument comes down to that people believe that during a decentralized world or a decentralized network, it's still every man for himself, and you should be able to do what you want, how you wish and will, to be able to take advantage of the market and the networks as they are currently designed. This is decentralized, so there's no controlling force. I have the money, and therefore I should be able to buy ASICs and other computers whenever I want to be able to have and mine as much cryptocurrencies as I want. This is why we had a couple days ago that the Ethereum team had announced that they were going to, I don't know if it's a hard fork or like a soft fork, but they're trying to do something to get away from ASICs being able to be used on their platform, because ASICs are specifically designed to be able to get like an even more of an advantage over other people who are trying to mine in the network. A lot of coins are against this simply because, I mean, realistically, in my opinion, I like the idea of having an equalized playing field. Like, how great would it be if everyone listening to this video right now could boot up your computer and mine Bitcoin the same exact way that millions of other people are around the world, especially like if it was simplified? Like, we already have people, like, we know exactly how focused and, you know, Bitcoin mining is in one specific place. Imagine if it was simplified and everyone was able to do it. How many more nodes and stuff like that, how many more mining securing the network around the world that we would have for Bitcoin and many other cryptocurrencies. So this is going to be an ongoing discussion. I don't think it's ever going to end unless every single coin switches over to proof of stake, which is probably not going to happen simply because of, once again, crypto politics, which are just completely insane. Anyway, I thought this was kind of interesting. A lot of people are trying to fork away from ASICs, and I can only imagine in 3 more years, I'm pretty sure we're going to have another type of chip or computer that's going to be created or implemented that will allow for some other type of easy mining in the networks. But it's just kind of how things are. Everybody wants to make money, and everybody, if you have the money to make more money, people are going to take advantage of it. It's just how life is. Next up, Binance is in the news. It says the long wait that Android users have finally endured is over. It's very dramatic. As Bitcoin will be joining the Trust Wallet as from today, a wallet that has been able to support various coins on both iOS and Android devices. With this move, it has made up for the long wait for the Android users. The engineer of the company went ahead to cook up something a little extra to make the platform a bit more exciting for the users. Who wrote this? It is an exciting time for all users of the platform as these 3 new coins that have joined the platform. It says once you have gone ahead to update your wallet to the latest version, you will be able to get access to the new assets quickly. All you need to do is tap on the plus sign that is on the upper right corner of the phone. After this, you will need to tap on the slide bar that is next to. So apparently, if I'm not mistaken, this is from... Binance has something called a Trust Wallet, and apparently they have added support for Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin. Apparently it's for iOS and Android users. I have never used Trust Wallet. That is just something I'll throw out there. I like anything that has to do with Binance. I like their features, and I like the things that they give to the cryptocurrency community. But please... do your own research as to exactly what this is, what it is used for, how exactly this can benefit you in some type of way. It's great that it's available to just about every 95% of the market with iOS and Android devices. But make sure that you know where you're putting your money. Just a little side note. To kind of finish things off, we spoke about this a bit, I think, yesterday during the live chat. Several tobacco shops in Paris, France, have started selling Bitcoin for fiat despite regulatory uncertainty. This was reported by Reuters. Reuters has learned that the world's largest cryptocurrency can now be purchased at 6 tobacco shops throughout Paris. However, in a contradicting report from French magazine Capital, it has claimed that there are as many as 24 shops currently participating in the experiment backed by Keplerk, a French cryptocurrency wallet provider. According to Capital, customers can purchase Bitcoin for sums of 50 euros, 100 euros, and 250 euros. The tobacco shop then provides a ticket with an alphanumeric code and a QR code, which can then be used to obtain the purchase Bitcoin via Keplerk's website. The magazine adds that Keplerk collects a 7% fee, on each payment, 1.25% of which then goes to the tobacco shop. The co-founder of Keplerk, the French cryptocurrency wallet provider that has backed the experiment, told Reuters that he plans to expand the project to 6,500 tobacco shops by February. That's not that far away. I'm probably going to take part in this. I feel like it would be weird of me. I don't smoke, but I know where these tobacco shops are. They're pretty much they're 9 a block. I'm probably going to go inside of one of them and try and buy some. I think it would be weird of me not to buy. I might try and put $150 in it just to see exactly how it works. 7% is a bit hefty, but I want to support the ecosystem. I want to be able to buy Bitcoin very easily, just walk into a shop and kind of buy some. And I kind of want to see how it works. I want to see exactly how the QR code and all that other stuff works. Kind of interesting. But the fact that this is apparently going to be in 6,500 tobacco shops, if you've never been to France, I think you are underestimating heavily exactly how many tobacco shops there are all over the place, especially in Paris. If we had something like this, some type of an initiative that was, can you imagine if every single shop that you had around you offered, sorry if you hear the banging, I think that don't know if you can hear that, probably not. People say they couldn't hear before. The banging in the background is driving me absolutely insane. It's been going on for a couple of days now, and I think they do it, they didn't do it at all the last couple of hours, but they're doing it right when I make a video. Of course, I think they can hear me, probably just don't like Bitcoin. Anyway, I thought this was incredibly important to talk about. We saw initiatives like this in a couple of other countries as well. In, I think it was like Eastern Europe as well, where they were making things, something similar to this, where you can like buy it inside of like inside of their shops and stuff like that. We also had news that apparently like Bitcoin ATMs are also expanding and stuff rapidly. Do you know how much this is going to change adoption when you can walk into a shop of any kind? Like imagine if, not even just the 6,500 shops, imagine if it was in the other supermarkets. Imagine if it was in, for those who aren't in Europe, like Lidl and Aldi and stuff like that. Like if you could walk into a shop and you could just buy 25 euros or pounds worth of Bitcoin or XRP or Ethereum, how much that would change the cryptocurrency space. Anyway, I thought that was fascinating, at least for me. I love stuff like this. I hope the adoption continues. And yeah, to wind everything down, prices aren't doing too bad, at least over the last 24 hours. We're still pretty much where we were before. I think Bitcoin was around like 30. I think it slammed down to around like 3,400, somewhere around there. I saw reports talking about that. I think the level that XRP has to stay at is around like 30 cents to be able to maintain a certain level. It wasn't hit as hard as the other coins when we had that that slam down a day or so ago. No coin, I think, is doing exceptionally well or exceptionally bad, at least at this point. I think every coin is trying to... No idea why NEM is up. I couldn't even begin to tell you why there's news. I'm pretty sure someone else out there knows. Every single time that I see like a coin that's going up and I have no idea what's going on, someone in the comment section always ends up finding out. I think that's just how life is. Anyway, I think that's going to do it for this video. Hope you all enjoyed. Hope you all are having a great day, a great morning, a great afternoon, a great evening, wherever you are, wherever you might be. Fairly interesting. Still nothing hyper negative going on in the cryptocurrency space. I think the worst air quotes thing that we have going on is the Ethereum Classic 51% attack. But even they have, I mean, they're still not doing that bad. Charlie Lee was in the news, what was it, like a day or two ago, talking about that you need to be susceptible to a 51% attack in order to be able to considered like something. I don't know. It was just kind of weird. It was also another article, like it was really weird. It was talking about like why coins don't go down in price during a 51% attack. Boggles the mind. Anyway, like I said before, about a couple minutes ago, that's going to do it for this video. There's a couple of other news that I didn't want to slam too much into one video. As you can see, I already have a bunch of things up here. Hope you all, I think today's Friday. Yeah, today's Friday. Hope you all have a great Friday. Hope if you are listening to me at work, hope your boss doesn't figure out that you're listening to me. Hope your day goes quick. Hope that you all have a wonderful Friday and that your Friday evening is absolutely wonderful. Thank you all once again, and I'll talk to you all soon. See you.